movies, take a few notes.
It was fun.
What's up, Goreheads, and welcome to another exciting episode of Extreme Horror Replay Podcast. And from what, damn near 15, 13,000 miles away, I don't know, something like that, all the way from the great country of Australia, the prison country, I have Daniel Craig from the Creepy Crap Podcast. How you doing, Daniel?
G'day, mate.
I'm going good, mate. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Now,
did I talk in that voice the whole time?
Sure, yeah. It is 8:10 in the morning here. I am on vacation. Nancy is on vacation, but she is sleeping in like she should be. And you are, what, 11 p.m. at night, correct?
It's 10 o'clock in the afternoon. Yeah, no, it's 10 here. We have daylight savings, so should be 11, but...
Okay.
Do you have daylight savings there?
We do.
Oh, okay. Well, yeah, it's 10 o'clock in our... state of the country.
Okay, I did not know that. I didn't know. I thought that was only a United States thing.
No, it's everywhere, but not every state in Australia does it, I'm pretty sure. So
okay, well, that's confusing. Similar. Yeah, that's similar to us. We don't. Not every state in the United States has it as well.
Yeah, not so united, is it? Everyone's like, nah, not in, not doing it.
So how you doing way over there? Because I know we're all in this together, and this whole quarantine coronavirus bullshit. Now, I know you are... Well, give a little background about yourself first. I mean, what is it? What do you do? Who are you?
My name is Daniel Craig. I have the Creepy Crap Podcast. I basically just do movies really quick and talk as if I don't take a breath. I do other stuff. I live in a country. I live in Sydney, near Sydney. And I just, you know, I do nursing, but I feel like you're not allowed to say that these days because... I don't know about your country, but people here are getting spat on if you wear a nursing outfit or, like, you know, I'm not wearing, like, one of those little, like, Florence Nightingale ones. I'm not wearing the little white dress, but It's like, if you wear a nursing outfit or anything that says you work in healthcare or some shit like that, people are literally, like treating you like you're Frankenstein, like, get away from me! And they're spitting at people and, like, getting hit and shit like that. It's crazy, man.
Because they're concerned that you're carrying the virus, is what you're saying.
Yeah, like, I'm accepted that I'm carrying it, I'm riddled with it, apparently, and that I just walk around hoping that people rub me and get it, I guess. I'm not really sure the whole thing, like...
Wow.
I don't know.
I have...
Like, spitting on someone because you're worried about getting sickness is... an odd way of telling you that message.
Yeah, I haven't heard anything like that.
I haven't made spit on myself. That's just other people.
Okay, all right. Well,
yeah. Excuse not to go to the shops.
I haven't heard anything about people being spat on here, but I know, you know, I work retail sales. I'm in stores every day, but I've noticed that people have gone from being, first they were worried, then they were happy that we were in the stores and taking care of them, providing, you know, giving their food. Now they've gone back to being the rude customers that they always were, you know, reaching out, just asking for whatever. And so,
that act is over.
Yeah, things have definitely changed. But okay, let's try and make that the last of our Corona talk, because by the time this show comes out, that hopefully will be passe anyway. Okay.
Less Corona, more koala. Right. That's what we say here.
All right. Well, that's cool. I like that. What about the wallaby?
I want to trademark that, actually, because no one says that.
Oh, okay. All right. Well, yeah, you had me going.
What about the wallaby? You're just asking, do I have one as a pet? Is that what you're wondering?
A wallaby or a roo, a kangaroo?
Yeah. I have neither as a pet, but they are... Them's just good eating, boy.
Okay, now have you really eaten a kangaroo?
Yeah, there's here's one if you want some good lingo, a kangabanger.
Okay.
Do you want to guess what that is?
I would say maybe a burger, a hamburger made out of a kangaroo. I don't know.
It's a kangaroo sausage.
Oh, okay.
It's basically not the tail or anything like that. It's like literally just the meat. They take a little bit longer to cook. I think they're a bit harder, but yeah, it's just, you know, like a banger is a sausage. I think that's more of an English term, but. Yeah, Kangabanger is, like, they have that, like, they have their Mainly Australia Day, they're really big on that, but Kangaroo Meat's, like, slipping its way into the mainstream now.
Okay. So, but,
apparently.
And the kangaroos over there are almost kind of a burden because of their quantities, is that correct?
That is correct.
Yeah.
Like, yeah, like, it, outback, that sort of stuff, like, in the outback, not the outback my house or anything, but yeah, there's, like, yeah, they're apparently a pest, I guess, like. But they also, like, it's an acute pest, I guess, if you're going to say that. Like, like anyone who's in the country probably doesn't think that anymore, but
right.
I don't really know why they're a pest, to be honest. I guess they just, I don't know what they destroy. I don't think they eat.
Probably because they're just so plentiful.
Yeah, I guess they steal stuff and just, they're filling their pouches with people's belongings and stuff like that. They're a little nightmare.
You're full of shit.
I don't know.
Is that true? No. That's not true.
I'm just guessing why they're a pest.
Okay.
Rabbit is like a thing that we had, like, probably still. I don't really keep up with the country news of things. I don't really live near there, but rabbits were massive. They were like, they populated and then there were just too many of them.
Mm-hmm.
Not enough rabbit proof fences.
Okay.
But they were just,
and you guys,
they were everywhere.
Don't you guys also have the cane toad, sugar cane toad, something like that? Or is that somewhere else?
Yes, indeed. You've done your homework, son. Yeah, cane toads are Queensland's issue, but they're definitely, like, you know, if you see a cane toad in, like, New South Wales, which is the state below it, it's like, they're spreading. They're like, oh, no, get him, boys.
Okay.
But, yeah, I feel like it's definitely like the Simpsons episode where, like, Bart takes, like, a bullfrog or whatever like that, and he's like, oh, yeah, I brought this along with me. Oh, well, I'll just chuck it in the fountain. And then, like, it spreads. Like, they bought the whole thing for cane toads. I don't know if you know the history of them.
Not really, no.
It's a brief history based off little to no knowledge. The cane toads were brought in to get rid of the cane beetles on the sugar cane and stuff like that.
Okay.
But apparently they didn't actually eat the beetles. They didn't actually do that. So they just spread and bred
and now they're destroyed in
horrifying ways.
And now they're an invasive species.
Yeah, and they're massive as well. Like, there's, like, videos and stuff of, like, hundreds of them on roads and stuff like that, and people just drive over them or hit them with cricket bats, and it's fucked. I kind of like frogs and stuff like that, so I feel like if I saw one, it'd be hard to, like, I have to bash its brains in instead of looking at it.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know if you can touch them. I don't know if they're poison either, so...
No, yeah. I don't know. Well, everything in Australia is poisonous.
Touching them.
So, and that's the one bit of false trivia, is that everything in Australia is poisonous?
Yeah, it's a good 80% is and 20% isn't.
That's fucked up, man. So.
Well, it's mainly spiders and snakes are the bad things and stuff like that. Although some frogs are bad. Anything with color.
Yeah.
Tends to be a thing. If you see, like, a colorful sort of reptile, like, frogs are a good example. Like, there's a lot of colorful ones. If you see them, do not pick them up. Don't be like, oh, look, like, kids would be the ones getting fucked up, because if they could see it and grab it, they'd be like, oh, pretty, and then pick it up, they're like, oh, I'm dead.
Right.
And they're so toxic, most of them.
See,
but you guys lick frogs there, don't you? That always seem to be a thing I've seen in shows.
Yeah, like we
frogs
have...
frogs to get high or something.
Well, that's kind of a rumor, a myth. But see, our toads, at least up here in Michigan, they're brown and full of warts and bumps, and, you know, and I don't actually know if this is true or not, but they supposedly, if you lick their back, they excrete like a oil or something, and the oil was supposed to get you high. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, but
who is finding that out?
Some kid that was probably already high on something else, and, you know,
I mean, how many other animals did they lick till they realized frogs were the ones that did something? Like,
right.
Success.
I have no idea. But, yeah, so...
I think bullfrogs and cane toads are also the same animal.
I don't know
if there's a comparison of what they both look like next to each other, but, like, from my memory of both, I think they're very similar. Like, you basically describe the same thing.
Yeah, well, see, we have the bullfrogs. The bullfrogs are big, fat, and green with, yeah, you know, like, black spots. And then the toads, we actually have toads, and they're, you know, they're the warty wart ones with the bumps, and, you know, they look kind of nasty. But they're good bug eaters, so I don't know if there's a difference or not. So
your toads are better than ours, I get it.
Sorry. Well, you guys have the cool poisonous spiders and snakes. So they need to bring in a flamethrower is what they need.
Exactly. Burn it all down.
Well, don't say that too loud.
Because nature kind of did that at the start of the year, I guess.
Yeah, right. 2020 has been a fucked up year.
Yeah.
So, okay, enough about our amphibian talk. You, sir, run your own crappy horror podcast, but what got you into horror to begin with?
I think it was more like, it was kind of one of those things of like, don't touch this, and you go, I'm going to touch that. It was like, growing up, it was like, my mum always talked about these movies, oh, they were so scary as a kid, and then she's talking about literally like, she's not like 100 years old, but she was talking about like, Dracula and Wolfman, Frankenstein, like all the classic like, old monster ones and stuff like that, black and white, and I'm watching, and she goes, oh, it's scary, I don't know if you're ready for it, and you're like, give me the movie, let me have a look, and then you watch and you're like, cool, that's scary, and then you're like, what else is scary, and then it's like, you know, you watch The Exorcist and you smash out a bunch of these other ones, and I'm like, I'm hooked, I love them, and then you're like, as if like, it's like a drug of like, I'm gonna keep watching these till I can watch something that's really scary, and then it just kind of did that, but it was like, it was always just me, I was very, very alone where I am of the interest in horror, people are like, oh, I love horror, and then they're talking about like, something so basic now, and you're like,
yeah,
that's not horror.
So, well, P.S. no, that's fair. P.S. I've never seen The Exorcist all the way through. Not because it scared me, just because I haven't seen it all the way through. Now, your podcast is called the Creepy Crap Podcast. So you basically run a crappy horror movie and describe it, you know, step by step in about 15 to 25 minutes. What is your favorite crappy horror so far? Not just one that you've covered, but like overall.
Oh, it's hard. It's hard because like I've recently discovered the world of Tubi, which has provided hundreds more.
There is a lot
of what it was, because there used to be just crap ones where I'm trying to think of like a really good example, but like we had, I used to have somewhere I just watched it. I'm like, oh, this sucks so bad. The worst one for me for years, if anyone was like, don't watch this, it's so shit, was the movie, I think it's literally just called Scarecrow, and I bought them for like, maybe both of them for like $1 or $2 or something like that, and it was just like, nothing happened. It was like, to save themselves effects, they just, any kill was off screen, and there was just a slight spray of blood, and it was so shitty, and I'm just like, I got rid of them, and I'm like, oh, these would have been perfect.
And now
that was the crappiest one, but that's not my, like, that's not the best one, but some of these are just so bad.
Mm-hmm.
There's a good one called Clown. It's not the Eli Roth one, but right. There's a one called Clown, and that's probably the shittest good one I've seen so far, if that makes sense.
Yeah, no, that's a fair answer. You and I had discussed doing a show, and for our show here, we covered a little ditty from 2019, and it is an Australian movie, and the name of that movie is The Furies from 2019, directed by Tony Aquino, has a 5.3 on IMDb, is from 2019, and again, it is The Furies, which can be found right now on Shudder. Unfortunately, you don't have Shudder over there in the AU, do you?
No, we do not.
That sucks.
I deeply hate that fact.
Yeah, you need to start sending some emails.
We don't get anything. You guys have Shudder, and then there's that Slasher app or something like that, where it's like, it's the biggest horror community thing on the town. I'm like, hook me up. And then it's like, oh, we don't do Australia yet. You're like, fucking hell.
You don't have
Why are we left out?
You don't have the Slasher app either?
Nah, we don't have shit.
Oh, huh, that sucks.
I can't even, people must think, like, you go, oh, check my thing out, I'll give you a review and all that sort of stuff. And I'm like, yeah, all right, I'll do that. But even being in Australia, I don't think if I gave your podcast on every platform you have, it won't even let me do it, or it doesn't count. Like, there's people where they're like, oh, I couldn't see it because it's not in your country. It's like, how are they not universally uploaded to the account?
Yeah.
I don't know. That might have changed, but that was the last time I tried to do leave feedback on someone's thing, and it just couldn't find it. I was like, why? If I can, I will leave something for you.
Again, we covered 2019's The Furies. I like this movie. Now, I haven't seen a ton of Australian horror. It's got some of the coolest kills I've seen.
Yeah.
Or at least unique, anyway. And
starts off with probably the biggest one, do you reckon?
I would say so. Like, so, well, we're going to jump in now.
Sorry, start as you were aware.
Yeah, no. That's,
I was just making that comment.
No, that's fine. You get some brooding music, and you see this beautiful scene in a forest, and there's a woman running. And of course, you know, she jumping over trees and logs and stuff, and she, of course, breaks a bone. Now, this is, I mean, you know, one of the biggest tropes. She's got to get hurt or got to get, you know, sprain an ankle, break a bone, something like that.
They need to be more helpless than they already are.
Well, of course. So there's two thugs fighting over her. Get this pretty nice scythe kill. Or was it a scythe or a sickle? No, that was a scythe.
Yeah, it's scythe written down. Is it scythe or scythe? I was never sure about that. I've never really heard it.
I've heard it both ways. Too much. Yeah, I've heard it both ways, so I don't think it matters. But and then you get a flat.
That was just for my own sake of finding out. I was like,
nah.
I never know how to say that.
Yeah, I've heard it both ways. And then we get two girls. You get a flashback. Maddie and Kayla, and they are tagging the underside of a bridge with spray paint. And they both get abducted.
Fuck patriarchy.
Did they say that?
Yeah, that's what it said.
Oh, okay.
One did A, and then the other one, like, spray paints it. It's like, do it. And you're like, you're a fucking pussy.
So then you kind of see this medical something going on. There, like some kind of surgery. And then we cut to Kayla. She's now trapped in a box, and she's see a light in the box. And then you hear this.
What's in the box?
Or you see the light, and you hear this loud squeal. And I'll tell you what, the squeal got to me every time they did it, because it was just, it was piercing.
It's annoying.
And she ultimately ends up getting out of the box. Kayla meets up with two other girls now. And they're trying to figure out, you know, which way should we go? How are we going to do this? What's going on kind of thing. She ultimately splits up with one of the girls, and she stays with Alex. They see another box, and it's labeled Beast 6. Now, you don't really know why they're labeled Beast 6, and you do come to find out a little bit later. Kayla, who is the main protagonist of the movie, she's apparently epileptic, and she blanks out every now and again.
Boy, is she fucking ever. Jesus.
Yeah, and...
It's like a drinking game with that.
Oh, is in terms of how many times she...
How many times she does it.
Yeah, has her fit. So she blanks out. She doesn't start having a seizure, but she just blanks out and kind of passes out, and, like, what's the best way to...
Is this a thing? People just literally sitting there, you'd be like, Kayla, oi... Wait, wake up. And she's just staring at you like, okay, rude. And then, like, she just zoned out. But like, I don't know much about epilepsy. Like, is this another stall instead of having the fit on the floor?
Well, there's a petite mal seizure and a grand mal seizure. The grand is where you start, you know, twitching on the floor. A petite mal seizure is where you just kind of blank out, like stare off into space and don't really hear, you know, your surroundings kind of thing. So that it is a thing.
Thank you.
Yeah, it is a thing. So now...
Sounds so nice. Petite.
French. I would assume that's French. The petite mal seizure and the grand mal seizure. That sounds French to me. I don't know.
Yeah, fancy.
So we get one of the beasts now approaching with an axe towards the girls, and they hide behind the box. Alex, who is one of the second girls, she ends up running off. And the beast takes his axe and chucks it, flies past Alex, and buries itself in a tree. Now, if I were Alex, I would just continue to run and not...
Oh, that's what I thought. That's exactly what I said. Like, this is your chance. The weapon's gone. Run. Like, that was your, like, little break of time.
That was your window to escape. But instead, she tries to take the axe out of the tree. And we're talking... I mean, this axe is buried in the tree like a good, what, 6 inches?
Yeah, it's surprised it didn't just fucking, like, cut the tree in half. Can I also just throw a quick fun fact at you about the tree?
Absolutely.
These trees, you see the little marks on them, the little squiggly lines?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I don't know if you... I don't think you'd have them there, but that's a scribbly bark tree.
Okay.
And those marks are made by the scribbly gum moth that burrows within the tree and feasts upon the inside of the tunnels, and then the tunnels make the unique marks on the outside, but... Yeah, that's what they're like a real common thing. I think it's like a form of a gum tree type thing. But yeah, there's heaps of trees here in Australia in the bush and all that sort of shit with all those little lines. And you look at them, you're like, what the fuck is that? But
oh, that's
if you
cool.
ever see that again, that's what it is for you.
Those trees look really cool to me. And it's like a cool looking forest that they're in, actually.
Yeah, it's a very standard sort of like we don't have a ton of forests. It's more like that's a good... depiction of like a regular bush. Like a bush is more like a dry deadish trees, or like, you know, they're trees but they're all, it's a very dry looking thing. You can see why, like, when there's a fire, it's just boof, like everything just
it goes up and it stays lit up pretty good then.
Yeah, that was my one fact I wanted to tell you is about that tree. I was like, and that's a good time, it's like, because there's a nice close up of, you know, trying to yank the axe out and you're like, look beyond the axe.
No, that's a fair, that's a, no, I, that, I'm rambling. That's a cool, little tidbit there.
That was all I had. You can go back to the axe scene now. Sorry about that.
That's fine. So yeah, the axe gets buried in the tree and Alex now is trying to pull the, axe free from the tree. Now the beast comes up behind her. You know, one thing I do really like is that the masks and the outfits that the beasts have were really cool. Like, some of the most unique characterizations for a villain that I've ever seen.
What's your thought on that? Do you think, are they, like, it's part of their skin now? They look so much like it's, like, connected to their, like, skin. I can't tell, like, do you reckon it's just a mask and they're normal underneath? Like, they look generally fucked up.
Well, I almost think it is part of them now, because later on, I mean, obviously there's the medical part of it that with the eyeball. So
yeah,
it would stand to reason that they made the beasts altered as well, in terms of like medical, you know, operations or medical experimentation, I guess.
Yeah, like fuck them up and then just make them into these creations they want, sort of thing.
Yeah, so... I would think that it was probably part of them at this point. It
looks cool though. They're like, yeah, like every single one you see, like, because no one takes a mask off.
Right.
Or, I don't know, spoiler, but like they look so good, especially the first one you see. Like, it's so kind of like a little bit like a Jason X type, like, you know, like it's just melted to his face. It seems like
it does, but it almost looks like they have straps, but it almost looks like the straps are implanted in the skin.
Yeah, like he can't take it off if he tried.
Yeah, and it would probably, well, I won't spoil this part until right now. So
until now,
this is one of the most unique kills I've ever seen in a movie. Maybe aside from, well, you mentioned Jason X from the head in the frozen. But the beast comes up behind Alex and she's pinned up against the tree, and he takes the axe and he literally starts like scalping her face. He
fucking brutal.
Degloves, yeah. So he's like shaving the skin off of her face, which is like awesome to see. And and they don't cut away, they don't shy away.
No.
they you know, they're like right up on it, and then, you know, ultimately he shaves off the entire front of her face and she drops
cheek
dead
to cheek.
Yeah, oh yeah, cheek to cheek. So she drops dead, you know. It's yeah, probably one of the most brutal scalp, or not a scalping, what would you call that, a defacing,
yeah.
So
it seemed like a more realistic, like, face of, like, you know, everyone's like, oh, Leatherface, or like any movie where like someone's like quickly just cuts a face off and they're wearing it, and you're like, is skin that easy to take off? Like, that one's digging in a bit. Yeah, I don't know, like, yeah, effacing, it's hard to tell.
Yeah, well,
it's yeah, but it doesn't even cut away. Like, how are they doing this?
Nancy and I covered the movie Skinner way back. I think it was episode 8.
Skinner!
There's a Sorry. That was a Simpsons reference, I assume?
Yeah.
Okay. So, but no, we covered the movie Skinner with Ted Raimi. And like I said, I think it was way back on episode 8. There's a scene where he peels the face off of a woman. And we were trying to figure out just how easy it would be. So we're... And you can hear us doing it in the episode. We're feeling our face, and, you know, because we're talking about it. And I don't know that it would be that easy to take, you know, because of the tissue and the muscles and the, you know, the sinew and the just all that connective nerves, yeah, and stuff like that.
You don't just have, like, your skin isn't just sitting there by the fact that, like, it's just loosely connected by, like,
right.
Like, if you just cut a square on your skin, I don't think you have just a cut square on your arm. It's not like... You just cut a little square, and then you could just, oh, sweet, peel that off. Like,
exactly.
I don't think your skin comes off that easy. It's all connected the whole way down. It's like any picture in any doctor's diagram shows the layers of skin. It's not like the skin's at the top with a patch of air and then the muscles and all the other shit. Like,
right.
No one's peeling faces off this easy.
Exactly. that's probably the best description I've ever heard. So, Kayla now bolts.
Enough nursing books to point that out.
Oh, right. Well, yeah, being
many
a nurse.
Layers of fucking, like, you know, there's epidermis, there's skin nerves. It's like, there's all this other shit. Yeah, but they always do it, don't they? It's like, it's just like someone quickly gets a scalpel, does a circle around the head, and just peels it off. And then it's like, well, here's your face. Like, that sort of stuff. The yeah. Office, even. Like, with the, like, with Dwight, with that dummy and that, he's like, they're doing, like, it just cuts the face off. 2 seconds later, they just peel it off. Like, I'm sure even if you had the dummy, you couldn't cut the face off that easy.
That was hilarious, though.
Next time you do CPR, test it out, maybe.
Yeah, that was pretty funny. I gotta admit, though.
Oh, that was hilarious. Like, yeah. Wasn't accurate, though.
Yeah. It was a CPR dummy.
The
so
best scene of that show is fucking hilarious. It's a fucking nightmare, that. That and the fire drill at the beginning. They were my two favorite parts, I think.
Yeah, he's twisted. Dwight is, and we love that movie or that show. We watch it over here all the time. Can't find.
I like that part, and they're like doing it, and he's like, "Oh yeah, I know this song." He's like, "Does anyone know Staying Alive?" And he goes, "Yeah." And he's like Michael starts singing, "I Will Survive."
Oh right.
And then like, he just gets up and starts singing it, and they're like, "They're already dead. They're dead at this point." And then like. Half the way he's singing, like, everyone else is dancing in with the fucking thing.
Andy starts.
Like, what is this place? Like,
Andy starts acapellaing to the song. Yeah. If there's nothing on TV and we can't decide what to watch, we put on The Office. So it's definitely a favorite over here.
Yeah, it's quality.
So Kayla now bolts. She gets out into an open field. She makes it to, I guess, like some kind of barrier. I don't even know what you would. It's like there's like posts.
Oh yeah, the border thing.
Yeah, there's posts in the ground, and each one has like a light on it. And as she attempts to make it past the barrier, you get that loud squealing again. So she jumps back inside the barrier, and she looks back, and there's another beast chasing her.
And yeah, this is funny.
Oh, I'm sorry. There's another girl comes running at Kayla, actually. And the original beast takes the axe and he gives it a double-handed overhead throw and buries it in the back of this girl. Yeah, he does not miss this time. So as he's walking up to the girl with the axe in his back, another beast arrives and he is wearing a skin suit. Now, see, this one...
It's so fucked up.
This one looks like it was just tied on. But, I mean, it's, like, it's really cool because, like, he's got, like, somebody's skin over his front. Yeah. And it looks like it's tied...
and everything. It's yeah, the whole body.
And that's the funniest part I saw was that, like, the feet are just kind of flopping, you know, on the bottom there. Yeah. Like,
I reckon the face is probably connected to his skin, but yeah, the rest of the body is just draped over him with like hands and all that sort of shit. It's so fucked up.
Yeah, very, very similar. Well, go back to the movie Skinner. He does that. Well, he's actually wearing, he's in the skin, but if you haven't seen that movie, I recommend it.
I haven't seen it, actually. I was thinking Thinner, but you said Skinner.
Yeah, no, Skinner. Yep, with Ted Raimi and the porn star. I can't remember her name now, but yeah. So just go back and listen to our episode 8.
Jenna Jameson?
No. Well before her. Oh shit, Tracy Lords. Yeah,
you know. I didn't want to just list off like 50. Like, calm down, man.
You've been in quarantine too long. You're getting to know them all.
Yeah, I literally finished Pornhub.
So. The new Beast arrives, and he's wearing the skin, and he's fighting Beast One with a sickle now, and he's hacking him up, and ultimately he ends up moving on, and he's hiding, or he's making his way after Kayla. Kayla, in the meantime, while the two beasts are fighting, she runs off with the girl who had the axe in her back. She ends up hiding her. The Skinner Beast.
Did you think it was funny when, like, she was running initially, like, she's running and she's like, fuck off, like, get away from me, like, you know, don't bring that shit to me, like, she's safe at the point, like, all this she's got to hide is behind that wagon, mm-hmm. and then someone's coming over going, help me, like, they didn't know I was here. Oh, you dickhead, you brought the trouble. And that guy waves to her as well. That was the only thing I was going to mention, was like before he gets all hacked up, like that guy from the first beast or whatever, like waves to her quickly.
Right.
And she's like, what?
So
that wave was so confusing. It was like,
because
how misleading. You're like, you try to kill me and you fucking wave at me? Like, what the fuck?
Yeah,
and
because.
It's explained later, I think. But
yeah, still, they do. They
like,
do.
That was very like, like broke the tension a little bit, but also you're like, just like, if I was that, like in that situation, if you saw someone coming and needed help, would you be hiding or you'd be like, just get the fuck away from me?
Well, I mean,
I would definitely be like, oh, I hate you.
Seeing what happened from with the first girl, I don't think I would know that, you know, whoever this beast was gonna help me. So I think it was one of those situations where, like, because you don't know the connection between the two of them yet, that comes a little bit later. But
it just seems like she's bringing trouble your way, and you're like, oh, I was almost free.
Yeah, and you know, screeching sounds be damned. You know, even with the screeching, I would have ran past those barriers and just gotten the hell out of there. Of course, but
yeah,
I mean,
thought that. Could she just have smashed them against that little wagon thing, like pulled them out of the ground? Like, they don't look like they're solid fence posts.
No.
Smash them up a bit and be like, okay, this part's been breached, I can go.
I would think
like
so.
Said, just keep running. Like, what's the worst that could happen?
Well, because if
like, I have fits all day, what's, are you going to give me another fit?
If the squealing was coming from the barrier markers, eventually it would have just gotten quiet enough that you wouldn't hear it anyway, so.
Yeah, what's the radius on that thing?
Probably not that far. I mean, of course, she was heading out into a giant desert, so.
Yeah, the elements probably would have killed her anyway.
Yeah.
I just derail you constantly.
No.
That was the one point I was just like, you know, see, look, you're like, why, man? But yeah, like, she gets the girl and...
Okay, yeah, well, yes, she gets the girl. The Skinner Beast ultimately ends up finding her where she's hiding, and he props her up against a tree, and this is another cool one, and they don't really show this one, but he props her up against, like, a skinny tree, and then he gets behind the tree, grabs her arms, and just yanks. And both her arms come popping off like they're chicken wings or something like that. And now we get another beast. So this would be our third or fourth Pighead Beast. And he shows up to fight Kayla. She gets his weapon. He's carrying a machete. And once she gets a hold of his weapon, his head actually explodes. You hear a little quick beep, 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 beep. And then kaboom. His head explodes. Chunkies go flying everywhere, and she gets splattered with blood, and it's pretty damn cool.
Yeah, complete mystery at that point as well. You're like, because you're like, oh, I'm fucked, and then like he blows up, and you're like, well, that was oddly convenient.
Because you still don't know what's going on as far as the connection between the girls and the beasts. So,
and you don't often see the bad guy in a horror movie because there's more than one. I guess this is why it's happening. It's like they don't often get killed that close to the beginning of the movie unless they're going to come back to life. Like, you've seen one guy slashed, like one beast is slashed, and then this guy's head blow up. You're like, these girls might have a chance. That's what I thought.
No, that's part of the good part of this movie is that, like, the action, it's a fast burn, and then it kind of slows down. But the cool thing is that it gets you in the beginning with all the action and the violence and the gore, and then it gives you the story of what's going on. Like, okay, this is how the girls and the beasts are connected, and then, you know, and then it kind of, like, but then there's still, like, more violence and gore after that. So it's almost like a whoop-de-doo or a loop-de-loop or something like that. So it's like up, down, and it's constant throughout the movie, which is very nice because it keeps you engaged.
It's very good description of it, yeah, because it's like, it's very, like, you're already hooked because there's so much action and gore. You're like, fucking yes, this is awesome. You're like, I know, and there's like a lot of mystery because until you watch it the first time, none of it really makes sense. And
right.
You're kind of like, what the fuck? Like, there's numerous ones. He's not trying to kill me. He's trying to kill me, though. It's like, what the fuck? There's a lot of stuff going on.
Yeah.
But yeah, like you said, and then it kind of dials down a bit. And then you kind of, like, it gives you the right time when you're like, I need some information. You're like, well, here you go. And they're like, and back to the feature. And you're like, damn. But
yeah, and
it's a fucking good movie. The pace of it is so quick. Like, it's a movie, like, if it goes for 90 minutes, it's not a burden. It's not like, oh, fucking hurry up. Like, oh, it's good. I like the first half. Like, you can watch this very quickly with someone, or, like, if you just watched it and then watched it a couple of days later and it's still good, because there's, like, a lot of, like, replay to it as well, I think.
Yeah. Well, you know, I've seen it a couple times, and that's exactly true. It's, like, the way it's paced out. And this is, I mean, with the exception of, there's no nudity, but, like, the gore is, for what is there, it's really good, but it's quick. So, like, you know, depending on your audience, you could almost have this on, like, at Halloween, you know, like,
yeah,
for a party and stuff, you know, and people are going to look at it and they're going to go, like, oh, you know, what the fuck is that? What, you just skinned her face. But it's not, like, so, I mean, it's intense, but it's, like, quick intense, and it's
yeah, exactly,
almost,
like, they're very quick, like you said, apart from the face gap is probably the longest one.
Yeah.
Because the rest are like, it's either an explosion or a very quick attack and then cuts off or something like that. That's the only one that really takes some time.
Right.
It's very quick.
And it and I think that, you know, that first kill being the de-skinning or the defacing, it draws you in from that point because you're like super interested in what's going on.
Yeah. It's a good intro to the movie.
It is. And that was,
and she's a bitch as well, like that girl, like she gets her face cut off and like you're like, oh, fucking poor thing, but like she was literally only hanging out with her to be like, if they go pigging, you want to be the one who's faster than the other one. It's like, wait, are you just hanging around with me so they go for me instead of you? Like,
and
she was like,
well, and that, and
she wasn't like a sweetheart about anything though.
And she explained that to her too, like you said, she brought up the whole pigging thing. You know, is the dog
just
gonna,
hanging around so they kill you before me? You're like, thanks.
Yeah, is the dog gonna go for the fast one or the slow one? And obviously, you know, the dog will go for the slower of the two.
Yeah, good theory. It didn't pan out very well for her though.
No, because she ultimately, well, she screwed herself by stopping to try and pull the axe out of the tree.
What an idiot!
You always run out the door, not up the stairs.
Yeah. Oh, wait, let me run back quickly. I didn't lock the door. You're like, oh, you're fucking dead. They're already in.
Right. So, Kayla now, she goes and she finds an old mining town, and she meets Sheena and Rose, and she kills...
I fucking love these places, by the way. These are like, there's a place not far from where I live,
mm-hmm,
like called Old Sydney Town.
Yeah.
That's like a whole town. It's been closed for like 15 years or something, but... It's like we had to go there for school like every year and stuff like that. It was like anyone who lived in this area would have to go here. And it was great. It's like this, it looks exactly like this. It's an old sort of recreation of places they would do acting and all this sort of stuff. It was the best. I loved it. There's not that many around Australia, I don't think, anymore.
Uh-huh. So
this. When I saw this, I was like, oh, this is fucking sweet. What a sick layout for a horror movie. Like, it's never, this is like something so familiar and brings up a nice thing. You're like, I know these areas.
So it's like an old ghost town then?
Yeah, like, they kind of, like, make them look like, oh, it's an old settlement from, like, the First Fleet type thing. Like, this was probably just old. Like, these are, like, you know, in any country property where someone's got thousands of acres, there's, like, the old house, or this is where they used to sheep, like, do, you know, shear sheep or some shit like that. They'll just have this, or it's a mining town or whatever else. They just have these old things, but they're quite touristy. They're just, I enjoy them. But when I saw it in this, I was like, it's so nice to see something so familiar and, like, brings up, like, a nice memory from a childhood, like, in the movie. I'm like, oh, childhood memories and horror, this is perfect.
Oh, that's cool. Yeah. See, we have old, like, old ghost towns, and it's pretty much the same thing. It's, like, you know, towns that popped up when, like, the gold rush hit.
It'd be like an old western type thing, but, like,
yeah, exactly. And they just, they never tore it down. So, you know, you've got these old, like, wooden buildings and, you know, old rickety places. And they just call them ghost towns because everybody up and left after the gold rush ended.
Yeah.
So it's very similar to this, old mining towns. So that's kind of cool.
Yeah, there's sort of stuff where it's like, if you don't really live there or have any familiarity with that, it's like they just look like old shitty houses or something. But yeah, it's just one of those things where you see it and you're like, this is cool. But yeah, like in America, it's like, it'd be like, I guess, the equivalent of, oh, it's like the old western places, you know, like,
yeah,
old, I don't know. I went to San Diego and there was a place near, I don't know, like, I want to say, like, I can't remember what it's called, but the whole place was like a little area where it was all set to look like old country shit.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
I don't know what it's called, but, you know, it was like, it was meant to be like an old western sort of thing. I'm like, oh, this is fun. Like, you know, let's tie the horse up on the rope, boy. Should have remembered what it's called.
Ah, no, that's okay. I've been to California twice, and I was younger, so I wouldn't remember what was either. No worries. So, yeah, Kayla meets, let's see, Sheena and Rose, and then she actually meets a third girl, but kills her, accidentally kills her with a stab to the neck. It hits her in the neck with the machete. Because the girl was sneaking up on her and she, you know, thought it was a beast. So she just spins and swings and, yeah, hits her right in the neck. And this girl ends up dying.
It's not her fault, is it? Like,
technically, no.
In the fucking surroundings, don't sneak up on someone. Like, the beasts don't talk. If you talk, he's like, I'm human.
Right.
You're like, just say where. I'm behind you. Please don't kill me. Like that. And she would have turned around. She goes, oh, God, thank you. But instead of being like taps her shoulder, she's like, fuck!
Yeah.
I was like, what a dickhead. And then they're like, she killed her!
But, and I got to wonder though, would a beast tap her on the shoulder? So I don't know. But it's just, I think it's one of those things that this kill needed to happen, because this is where you get the exposition of, you know, about who they are, what they are, why they're there. And this is where you get, Kayla ends up ripping out the eyeball of the dead girl. And this is where they find out that the eyeball was actually medical implant, which allowed the beast to see through them and for them to see what the beast sees. So you realize now that beauties, the girls, and the beasts are connected. And now we get Rose and Kayla leave. They get caught by...
I hate Rose. She's the worst.
Rose was the Asian girl?
Yeah.
Okay.
Hey, my friend.
Oh, right. Yeah, she was whiny.
Friends never leave each other. You're like, oh, fuck off. How
and
old
then,
are you?
And then, yeah, well, she does a complete 180 at the end. But, yeah, she was really whiny and annoying at the beginning. Oh, are you my friend? And exactly like you said, are you my friend? I need friends till the end kind of thing, like Chucky,
Child's Play. So he was my friend on the internet or something like that, and you're like, oh, geez, you've had a history, haven't you?
I don't like characters like that, like, you know, really super needy and almost like childish is a better way to describe it.
Like in this setting where people are already dying, you're like, can you just add her to the list?
Please.
Please, very much.
Yeah, make her the top of your list. So, Rose and Kayla leave, and they get caught up by the skin beast again. And then
he's definitely the main guy, hey?
I think so. Him and the original beast, the one with the holy face. I don't even know what you would call him, but yeah, he's got like, it's almost like
Swiss cheese, man.
Yeah, that's a good one, Swiss cheese.
I just made that up. I'm sure he's got some proper name.
Going back to our amphibious lesson, there's a toad or a frog or something like that keeps its children in the skin of its back. When he gives birth, and Nancy absolutely hates seeing this thing give birth, the babies actually like burst out of holes in the back of this frog or toad or whatever it is. If you look up, just when we're done, look up holy back toad.
What the fuck? I thought they were like, they pop out of eggs and shit.
No, they're actually like in the skin. You'll see it. Just, yeah, look it up. Holy back toad. And it should come up. But anyway,
so, to the internet afterwards.
Yeah, so that's what the original killer looks like. We get another beast.
I was wondering what that connection was. I'm like, did I miss the scene where there was a frog?
Oh, no. I was just making a reference. Now we get some guy that looks like Pinocchio. And he's got like a wooden mask on, and he shows up and he attacks Rose.
I did not make that connection before.
Which is another bad movie. Isn't there a horror movie called Pinocchio or something?
Yeah, the Disney one.
Well, not the Disney one, but an actual horror movie.
Yeah, no, I'd imagine there would. I can't think of it. Like, are you talking about that one with like Jonathan Taylor Thomas or whatever his name is, JTT? No, that was a kid's movie.
That was a kid's movie. I don't know. I'd have to look it up.
Pinocchio's nose is a knife or something?
Could be. I swear there's a horror movie based on Pinocchio. Maybe I'm wrong. I don't know. I mean, why not? They made one out of a gingerbread man, so.
Yeah, no, I mean, it wouldn't surprise me. I mean, like, I don't think anyone who's got an idea, they've seen something, they're like, I'm going to recreate that.
All right, so.
It's 80% shit movies that, like, probably 70% shark movies, and then 30% is just whatever else they can, you know, put together from something else they've seen. Seems to be the what I've seen so far. I'm trying to pace out shark movies so I don't do every single one. But yeah, man, fucking hell, there's a lot. Why are sharks so popular?
I don't know. I mean, Jaws, obviously, but...
Yeah, I don't know why you were meant to answer that.
Yeah.
Oh, well, the statistics say sharks are the scariest animal.
Maybe it's because they
I told you I would derail every comment.
So, okay, that's okay. Yeah, the wood face guy shows up. He attacks Rose. The holy face guy from way back when comes back, and apparently he's not dead. And he ultimately ends up killing Sheena. And then the wood face guy, his head explodes. So you realize that...
Wooden baby face, that's what I had him down as, yeah.
Okay. So this is kind of where you get the idea that if the girl dies, the beast dies. So this is where you get that, you know, they're connected kind of thing.
And finally, there's evidence.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, yeah, yeah.
mine's just going, yeah, and nothing else. And then you're like, is that... your point? And you're like, oh yeah, sorry, I just say it.
At this point, Kayla realizes now that the holy face beast is hers. She's kind of she's like not flirting with him, but I don't know how this worked out. She ends up burying.
This is weird.
She ends up burying his axe in his chest and kills him.
Yeah,
which is.
I mean, like he's not trying to kill you. What the hell?
Yeah,
I don't get why she did it.
Because at this point, she realizes that they're connected, and that if she dies, he dies, or vice versa, and that each beast...
Yeah, that was a risk. What if he died and then she blew up? Because it's usually the girl dies first, so you don't see it, but if you kill a beast and then the girl dies, you're like, oh, fuck. It's like, why would you kill your own beast? Unless she was trying to do it just to be like, if I kill him, that's one less to attack Rose and whoever's left.
And maybe that's why she did it, was because she wanted to protect...
That's the only thing I could thought made sense, because you're like, why the fuck is your protector? I'd walk around with him. I go, oh, Rose is in there, go get her.
Yeah, that would make sense, is because she was trying to protect the other girls. She was trying to protect the other girls.
Yeah.
But yeah, Kayla finds Maddie and Rose now, and Rose goes nutso about her friendship, which we've already kind of mentioned. And then again, Kayla blanks out, and Rose cuts Maddie's neck.
This is fucked up. It was like, I did it to help you.
Oh, that's okay. Yeah, I'm going to back up real quick. Maddie was Kayla's friend from the very beginning of the movie where they were doing the spray painting.
Yeah.
So she finds, Kayla finds Maddie hidden in...
Because she keeps seeing the vision of her getting hidden.
Right.
And she's like, she's alive.
Right.
And you think the whole time you're like, no, she's not.
Well, you wouldn't think so, but yeah, she ultimately ends up being. And Rose goes nuts on Kayla about friendships, and I thought you were my best friend, and...
Liar, liar, liar!
So,
I wrote every quote she said. She's fucking like, why didn't you save me, liar?
Right.
Because you're my best friend, aren't you? Are you going to save her? And she's like, oh, you said friends stick together forever.
I didn't like her. You did much better with her than I did. So,
Kate, I literally have them, and not intentionally, but they're highlighted in yellow. And I'm just like, oh, the whole page is just written like a psycho. I hate her. She's the worst. I hate that fucking voice. It's just like, oh, you're not going to help me. You're like, why are you talking like this? You're making me not want to help you.
I think she's trying to be cute.
Yeah, that's what I thought. I'm like, if it was a guy, maybe they'd be like, oh, let's help you. But like, I don't know. I feel like other girls even would just, like, if you were another girl, like, if I did that to another guy, like, talking to you, and I go, you want to do a podcast with me? And you'd be like, fuck off. Like, like, guys wouldn't think that's cute to talk like that. I can't imagine another girl would be like, oh, come over here, baby, adult. Like,
right.
It's weird.
No.
Sorry, man, I could go on a rant for ages about that shit. That's like, fine. It was so strange. I don't get what a fucking weird character. Like, homeschooled and stuff. It's like, makes everyone who's, like, ever been homeschooled look like a freak, I guess.
So.
I don't know the audience base, so I'm not saying anymore.
That's fine. So,
I guess everyone's homeschooled now, aren't they, now?
Yeah, at least until next fall.
There's going to be a generation next year, and they're all going, why didn't you be my friend?
Yeah, everybody's going to be, I don't want to even talk about that.
Yeah.
Because everybody's experiencing it.
Move on.
So,
Maddie.
Yeah, so, yeah, Maddie, she gets found by Kayla. Rose goes nutso about the friendship, as we discussed. Kayla blanks out, and when she wakes up, Rose is behind her, in front of her, and ultimately cuts Maddie's neck. And the owl-faced beast, his head explodes. Rose now walks off, and she's pissed at Kayla. Kayla walks back to the barrier, and you don't see this, but she's got a knife with her. The same knife that was used to kill Maddie, and she digs her mechanical eyeball out. And the barrier, at this point, it starts screaming at her, but when she cuts the eye out, it stops. She rips off one of the pods that's on the top of the posts or whatever. She just walks off into the sunset. And then you get this, like...
Can I make a quick point about something I noticed that, like, all my notes... I was doing a tally throughout the whole movie. There's seven girls and five beasts. I was like, how is there a six beast then? Like, it said beast six or whatever like that. And I was like, did the initial thing at the beginning, was that start of it as well? Because it was like, there's seven girls. That's why I was confused, and they only showed five beasts. I was like, it made me start to think, I kept thinking, is Maddie real? But then... if it wasn't for Rose doing that, I'm like, no, she was alive. But then I was like,
yeah.
It made me think that Rose was like a beast. I don't know. It was just a thought. I couldn't understand why the numbers didn't match up. I don't know if they worked that out or not. It's just, if you do a tally throughout the thing, there's seven girls.
Well, okay.
But there's only 12 screens, which would make you think it's six and six.
Huh. I don't know. Wow.
It was something I wrote down, because there was that one quick shot where it showed a person sitting in front of all the screens and half of them were out because they had died.
Right.
And I paused it, and it was, six at the top and six underneath.
Oh, shit. You might have just added an entirely new layer to this movie. No, I don't know. Maddie could have been,
You watch it again and again, and you try to be like, I got to try and make more sense of it. And, like, I'm sure you're about to mention the thing I'm talking about, but it was like, I thought Maddie throughout the entire thing was not real, because I was like, there's already six girls. But then when she showed up, it really confused me, because I was like, what the fuck? Like, is one of them not... like, one of them isn't actually a beast, or they have more girls than beasts, or... because I thought, they've all got partners. I'm like, where's the other beast?
So, okay, you got...
Rose survives still. I don't know, it's confusing. I wasn't sure if you picked up on that, or, like...
No.
If you had any thought on it. It's the only thing in the movie where it kind of leaves you wondering. You're like, what? Did they not notice the numbers or something?
Shit, no. I did not notice that. Wow, good catch, though.
Yeah.
No, I
just have, what's the deal next to that, the figures?
So, wow, yeah, okay, so you, yeah, this like this is where you were just mentioning it. You zoom out from Rose and you see the video board, and then I have, you know, was this just a game the whole time? You got a man sitting in a chair and he's watching a virtual reality replay of the killings. Like, his screen goes glitchy. Kayla sneaks in and zaps him with a zapper. Oh, shit, I'm drawing a blank.
Taser.
Yes, thank you. And then tortures him
Zap
for
stick.
Yeah, a zapper. So she tortures him for info. See, this is, she starts hallucinating that she sees Maddie, and she's asking him, you know, should I do it? Should I kill him? Should I whatever? And ultimately Maddie says yes. So then they kind of cut away and she starts cutting into the man and he's, you know, screaming. And then the credits roll. But yeah, you threw me for a loop with that whole, was Rose one of the killers or one of the beasts, thing. I didn't even think of that, but I do have one little bit of trivia here at the bottom. For some reason I was watching the credits roll, and towards the very end, it says, no animals or human beings medically altered into psychotic beasts were harmed in the making of this film. So,
that's a relief.
Yeah. So,
spoiler.
Yeah, you got me with that whole, the killers. Yeah,
and I was going to bring it up earlier, but I felt like it would, like, might have changed your point of view throughout the thing. But that was, I didn't understand, because my whole thing, I have, like, a bunch of notes just at the end was, like, was Maddie ever real? Because I thought if Rose didn't mention her, nothing in the entire thing is to say she was real, because she could have easily been like some sort of Fight Club situation where it's like the two of them are, you know, spray painting. Oh, you're such a pussy, you never do anything. Because one half of her personality is Maddie, who does all the wild shit, but then the other half is her, who's like, no, let's not, and all that sort of stuff. And I thought, maybe there's some sort of level of, like, you know, like, oh, this is just a split personality and she does shit.
Yeah.
And she's an invisible friend or some shit. And that's how, like, at the end when she shows up and she's like, should we do it? You're like, yeah. And you're like, okay, so now she's showing up definitely as a vision. Did this happen before? But, like, Rose just killed someone else and she thought it was Maddie, or...
Well, yeah, see... Know. Yeah, I don't know. Because if she wasn't real, Rose wouldn't have been able to kill her, but...
Yeah, I think, like, did Rose kill someone else and that she thought of, like, in her mind, she just thinks it's her? Because she's, like, constantly fucking up and seeing stuff. I don't know. I think it's just me putting this extra dimension into it, but I just keep feeling like I'm the one who's made, like, a whole conspiracy theory about this. I was like, was Maddie real? Like, I don't know. It's just fucking, it was weird.
No.
I also noticed that the license plate of that guy, I think it was meant to say Ferrari, maybe, but it said, like, it was, like, E-F-E-R-R-R-Y, and I thought, I wonder if it was meant to try to be spelling furry.
Yeah.
That was just a random thing to throw out, but I just saw it when it... before she walks in the house.
No, I don't think I caught that either.
Important, but hey, that's my little theory I've picked up from this movie, that every time I watch it, I try and look at more little details to be like, is she, like, you know, or it's not, and they just had an extra girl or something like that. But
yeah,
the numbers is the only thing that confuses me, and then the fact that she shows up later on is like, she's not real, but now she's talking to her like a crazy person. I was like,
yeah,
I thought, oh mate, if the only thing that fucks it up is Rose. If Rose never slit her throat in that scene, you would never think she was real.
Or
like,
was...
I never found Maddie. And then she shows up later, you're like, what the fuck?
Or was Rose a beast?
That's what I think.
Yeah.
I think that Rose is possibly a beast.
Hmm. Yeah,
Because you just assume because she's not ugly and shit. Because she's fucking mental. And she was so willing to, like, I don't know, like, she was crazy. I feel like the numbers work that... I don't know exactly the logistics. Like, if she died, you know, she would blow up or something like that. Because she stayed alive. That killing... Maybe she was Maddie's beast.
And it said it...
Oh, no, because she would die. That,
and when it... When the camera pulled out from her at the very end, it said winner underneath.
Yeah.
I don't know, man. Yeah, you made it. May have just added an entirely different level to this movie. I'm going to have to go back and watch it again now.
Yeah, it's... I don't know. I didn't mean to, like, throw that shit in there. It just fucking...
No, man, I...
Just the more you watch it, the more you seem to pick up on shit.
Nope, I'm...
And I've just added this whole extra shit to it.
Yeah, well, you know, I'm... Like I said, I'm gonna have to go back and rewatch it again to see if I can, like, count the beasts versus the beauties.
Your sound just changed heaps.
Good call on that one. Okay, so now we're gonna cover our scoring. Our ratings. Out of 10, what would you give this on the gore score for gore and violence?
Gore and violence, it's pretty strong. Like you said, it's brief glimpses, but the bits we have are pretty fucking brutal. Like, that face scene is so unique, I think. Like, it's usually, like, it's scalping or some other shit. You're like, we've seen scalps, mate. Yeah. But the face scene alone, the arms, like, all that sort of shit, that I reckon probably 8.
An 8?
8, okay. Out of 10 for gore and violence.
Okay. Alright, and then the overall movie, out of 10, what would you give it out of that one, sir?
I feel like I've made myself, like, this whole extra layer to it that's possibly not there. So, for me, I've given myself a lot of extra replay to this, because every time, like, the replay value is, like, strong, because I'm constantly looking for signs as if, like, it's there. It's like, stop looking into it. It's not real. But I don't know. I really like this movie. It's probably, I don't know, probably 8 again. I'd say, like, pretty high up there. Like, yeah, I'm going to say 8 because I could easily watch it once a week probably and not get bored. So it's definitely got goodness to it. So
and
Australian, which is good. It's really made its way into the mainstream of the world. So that's good.
And I think I'm gonna match your scores. An 8 on the gore score and an 8 on the overall score. You know, it's one of those movies, and then, like we discussed, you just added an entirely different layer to it in terms of trying to figure out who is exactly all the beauties and beasts. And it does have a rewatchability. It is a movie, like, you know, like we discussed, that you can, it's something you can put on depending on your audience, I think, around Halloween, because, I mean, there's no nudity and there's not a ton of swearing, but, and what violence is there is quick. I mean, it's effective, but it's quick. And I think that lends to the fact that, you know, it's a well-written, a well-paced movie, and it's one that you can play and watch over and over again. I don't know if I could watch it every week like you, but I could definitely watch it, I think, you know, every few months and not get bored of it. Maybe, you know, 2 or 3 times a year.
I feel like I should retract that statement.
Well, nah.
It's like someone, like, ties me up and they're like, you gotta watch it every day. I'm like, oh, I regret that.
I figured once you were exaggerating, but yeah, it so, okay, Mr. Craig. And, you know, when I first started listening to your podcast, you say Daniel Craig, and I thought you were saying Daniel Craig, and I was like, oh, that's so cool. He's got the same name as James Bond. That's awesome. So, sir, give your podcast another shout out and let us know where we can find you. Take it away.
Actually, I appreciate it. Americans always get my last name right. No one in my country seems to ever say it right.
Oh.
It's not Craig, it's Craig. But Americans are good with it. But I guess you say Craig weird, is that right? You call it Greg?
Well, there's a Greg, and then there's a Craig, and then apparently you're a Crag. So I think it just depends on where you put the enunciation. Because, yeah, there's 3 different...
Do you have Craig as well, or is that not a... That's your Craig?
Well, we have a Greg, G-R-E-G, a Craig,
yeah.
C-R-A-I-G, and then you're...
Oh, see, that's where, yeah, it always sounds different. Like, yeah. Sounds like you guys saying Craig, like Greg with a C.
Well, it's, yeah, similar, but not the same.
There's always a name when you hear it, and the same when you say, like, Graham Crackers. What are Graham Crackers? And then, like, it's Graham, as far as I can see.
Right, yeah, that one's...
I don't know if you say Graham.
Yeah, Graham Crack. Well, we shorten it to Graham. Like G-R-A-M, Graham Crackers.
So how do you say Heather Graham then?
Heather Graham.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that's interesting, man. You don't have to add that part. I was just curious when it's like you like the way we talk about stuff, but yeah, it's certain words where we hear it, and it's so confusing because, like, you read it as the way I would understand it, but then when you hear it, you're like, what the fuck's a Graham Cracker? And then you go to, like, overseas, and you look in the shops and stuff like that, and you're like, it's Graham. You're like, what? I thought it was Graham. You're like, where's your Graham Crackers? You're like, we don't have Graham Crackers. You're like, you do? Like,
if you... Well,
and
if
then
you
they write it down, you're like, oh, yeah, different...
Yeah, if you said it over here as graham crackers, they would know what you're talking about.
Yeah, but so. I feel like if I said, where's your graham crackers? You'd be like, huh?
No, no, because that's...
Yeah, you're not idiots, I guess.
It's close enough, yeah.
That sounded rude.
So,
what's a graham cracker, sir?
No. Okay, so go ahead and give your podcast a shout-out, my friend.
Oh, yeah, sorry, the shout-out part. Yeah, Creepy Crap Podcast, that's the podcast. You can get me at Spotify, iTunes, Stitcher, all the good platforms, not SoundCloud. Fuck SoundCloud. I just don't like that anymore, place. But yeah, that's where you can get me if you want to. I've got about 20 or so episodes out. They're very quick. They're like 20 minutes if they're not a guest episode or a special one. So, I mean, they're very quick. Like, it's just point by point. I just watch a crap movie, tell you what point I'm up to in case you want to watch it yourself, and you'd be like, oh, yeah, that did happen at that minute. And that's about it, really. Just very quick. And the more I'm doing now, the weirder I'm getting, and there's a lot more sound effects and homemade sound effects, mind you. But, yeah, that's the Creepy Crap Podcast at Instagram or the Creepy Crap Pod at Twitter, which I barely use. But you know, it's there.
It's there. I
that's where you can get me.
I go back and forth on which one, you know, I use more. Sometimes it's Twitter, sometimes it's Instagram, mostly Instagram. But sir, you from 13, I don't even know. You're a long ass way away. That's all I know.
Yeah, but it seems to be less and less time, because the first time we went there, it seemed like it was 15 hours, and the last time we went, I think we made it under 13. So maybe we're slowly moving closer.
That would be cool.
I know, we just eventually become... I know, and then, like, if our countries suddenly merged, it'd be like, do you become Australians, or we would definitely have to be Americans?
I think you would probably become Americans.
Yeah, that's how I saw it.
Just because, you know, apparently we're a superpower, but I think you would probably crash into South America.
Oh, dear.
Yeah, there's a lot of crime in South America.
I don't even... Be nice there. I don't really know the area that well.
Never been. I don't think I'll ever go.
Like, write off a section of the world that for not being there.
I have no idea. But I've watched a lot of those true videos from you know, like on Best Gore and stuff like that. There's a lot of fucked up shit in the South Americas.
No good.
Yeah. So
is that the cannibal Holocaust sort of areas?
Yes. Yes.
Sort of, I'm saying tribes. I feel like they're countries, right?
Well, there's
what's the South Florida? Is that I don't want to sound like a dumbass, but I want to say Mexico and Puerto Rico, those sort of ones. Is that
Mexico is its own country, Puerto Rico is its own country, but yeah, South America doesn't have states like the United States, it has countries.
Oh, righto.
So, like, Australia is a country, but you guys have states, right? So,
7 states and 1 commonwealth.
Okay.
2 territories.
Let's see, that you're beyond me.
Yeah, no, we just can't call them all states.
But, so I am Ben, and you can find me and Nancy when she's here with me. Well, you know, if you're listening to this, you know where to find me. So, XHR_podcast on Instagram and Horror Replay on Twitter. We do have a Facebook, but we don't get a lot of action there, so don't worry about that. But tell your friends, tell your family, tell everybody you know to listen to the podcast. Help a brother out. Do a rating. Do a review on iTunes or Stitcher. And, you know, just like I said, tell your friends. Tell your enemies, your lovers, your whoever's. And go listen to Daniel on his podcast, the Creepy Crap Podcast. You can find him on all the same places that you can find us. So yeah, for Extreme Horror Replay, Daniel, thank you very much for coming on from 13 or 15,000 miles away, isolated in your beautiful country of Australia. Watch out for the beast, sir, but we are going to sign off. So I thank you guys for being here. Daniel, once again, thank you for being on. I appreciate you coming on, sir. And
thank you for having me. It was an absolute honor. Yeah. Thank you for putting up with all my bullshit.
I enjoyed it. It was fun. So, y'all, goreheads, be good, be safe, and we will talk to you all later.